Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You're clapping those hands for Jesus. Can you make them a lot better?
Hallelujah.
Clap those hands together for Jesus. If this is that moment you've been waiting for, can I hear you scream? Were you anticipating that moment? Let me see you dance like never before. Are you ready? Come on. Give the Lord your shout now. Come on. Come on, come on, come on. worship of tonight. Let me hear also here. Soprano.
Jehovah.
Aha. Jehovah.
Thank you.
into somebody. I am your Redeemer, and Jesus is my name. I can't contain you. And pour out my love, my mercy on you. His mercies and his praises. His mercies and his praises of my life. I'm your Savior, and Jesus is my name. I came to save you. Let somebody encounter the light. And pour out my love. His love is exceeding. His love is wonderful, overwhelming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Habakkuk 2:3. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, and at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarries, my brother, wait for it, because surely, surely, ha, and surely it will come.
As long as the earth remaineth, season come, season go, the Lord is forever. As long as the earth
Yes, it come and it go. Rulers come, kingdom come, but they will go. Toward men to say, yeah, whatever.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. Glory to the Rose of Sharon. Glory to the Lily of the Valley. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Awesome God. Mighty God. How great you are. Hallelujah. 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 We praise your name. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Hallelujah. 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 Good morning once again. This is Apostle Marco for you from I Am That I Am Bread Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and everyone this morning in the name of Jesus. This is the last Sabbath day in the month of, in the year of 2023. I don't know about you, but I know regardless of everything that I've been through, I will yet praise the Lord. I will yet praise him. Father, we praise you. We thank you, oh God. Thank you for this breath that I breathe, oh my God, that is yours. Father God, I thank you and I bless you, Mashiach. Lord, we thank you for bringing us from 1 year to the next year, oh God. Lord, you are faithful even when we are not faithful, oh God. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness, oh God. Lord, we thank you for your loving kindness, oh God. Oh, Father, we thank you for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And so, God, we thank you. For Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for the sacrifice, Lord, that Jesus made on the cross to save, to redeem us, to reconcile us back to God, to restore us, oh God. Lord, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. If it had not been the Lord on my side, where would I be, Lord? I praise your glorious name. I lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Holy Spirit, lead me, guide me, direct me. Holy Ghost, show me the path to take and the path not to take. Holy Spirit, I am totally dependent on you, Spirit of the living God. You have never let me down, and you will never, ever let me down. Holy Spirit, I glorify you. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, release your breath in this atmosphere. Holy Spirit, release your breath in me. Give me divine CPR, Holy Ghost. Release your breath, Holy Spirit, in this atmosphere. Oh, Spirit of the living God, release your breath, oh, Holy Ghost. Spirit of the living God, I am totally dependent on you. In the name of Jesus. Weeping may endure in the night, but joy cometh in the morning. I decree and declare and prophesy in the name of Jesus that it is morning time. Hallelujah. You are in a season of morning time. Tap into that season right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you, O God. That even through the valley of the shadow of death, you never left us, you never forsook us, oh God. We know that you are right there with us, ups and downs in life. You are there, you are ever present in our lives. And for that, Lord, I am grateful, oh God. Oh, I'm so grateful to you, oh God. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for my husband, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, oh God, for my children, oh God. I thank you for my grandchildren, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, oh God. I bless your name, Jesus. Lord, thank you for Zechariah, oh God. Lord, I ask you to bless him, oh God, in a special way, oh God. Keep evil away from him. Build a wall of fire around him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for Joshua. Be a wall of fire around him and the glory within him, oh God. Take away everything in him that is not holy, that is not of God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for Christian Michael. Be with him, guide and protect him. Uproot anything in him that is not of you, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for CJ, oh God. I ask you, Lord, to be with him, guide and protect him, in the name of Jesus. Take everything in him that is not holy, that is not of you. Take it out of him, oh God. Let him walk in your grace, in your love, in your truth, in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I pray for Makari, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to bless him in a very, very special way, oh God. Bless the work of his hands. Bless his going in and his coming out, oh God. Draw Makari closest to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I decree, declare, and prophesy that no weapon fashioned against Makari, no weapon fashioned against CJ, no weapon fashioned against Zechariah, Christian, and Joshua, no weapon fashioned against them shall prosper, and every tongue that rise against them in judgment shall be condemned, in the name of Jesus. Keep these boys covered with the precious blood of Jesus, oh God. Father God, I claim their souls, oh God, I claim their salvation, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that these boys, oh God, that it will enter into your kingdom and, Lord, live for Jesus, receive you and live for you, oh God. That these boys will be all that you call them to be, men of valiant and strong men, oh God, strong men in the faith, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, for giving me the gift, grandsons, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for Mandeka, oh God. I ask you to bless him in a special way, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, oh God. Bless his going in and his coming out, oh God. Lord, be with him, oh God. In the name of Jesus, keep him covered, oh God, with the holy blood of Jesus. Father, this morning, I pray for Tina, oh God. I pray, Lord, you be with her, you guide and protect her. Father God, you know everything that she's going through. And I pray, Lord, for your divine intervention in the name of Jesus. Lord, I lift up Al to you, oh God. You know everything that concerns his life, oh God. His going in, his coming out, oh God. You know every detail that concerns him. I place him on your altar, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I place Ricky on your altar in the name of Jesus. I place Krista on your altar in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I pray for each and every one under the sound of my voice this morning. Every intercessor, every prayer warrior, oh God, I pray that you will bless them. You will bless the work of their hands. You will take them higher, oh God, in intercession and prayer, oh God, that every time they pray, oh God, Lord, you perfect their prayers, oh God. Father God, and perfect their faith and their trust in you. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, take the intercessors from glory to glory. Take the intercessors from favor to favor. Intercessors from healing to divine whole help, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And Lord, we ask you for mercy. Have mercy upon me, O God. Forgive me of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto me, O God. I have sinned and I have fallen short of your glory. And I cry out to you for mercy. Have mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Mercy, 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 O God. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Yeshua Mashiach. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us in the name of Jesus, O God. Teach us how to walk in your love. Teach us how to forgive as you have forgiven us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we are your children. Children of light. Oh God, take every dark area out of our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, we surrender spirit, souls, and bodies to you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we say, have your way in the name of Jesus. Have your way in the name of Jesus. Make the crooked places straight. Make a way where there seems to be no way, O God. When the enemy come against us like a flood, raise up a standard against the enemy, O God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we are your sons and your daughters. Our body, soul, and spirit belong to you, O God. In the name of Jesus, glorify yourself in every area of our lives. Be thou glorified. Be thou glorified, O God. We cover this prayer service with the blood of Jesus. We shook our spirit, our souls, and our bodies with the precious blood. The blood of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. Let the blood speak for us, O God. The blood, the blood, the blood that Jesus shed on Calvary. Lord, the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak the airways, the cypher space, the networks in the blood of Jesus. We soak our wombs in the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, everything that we touch in the blood of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus cleanse us, O God. Let the blood of Jesus purify us, O God. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus. The blood, Lord, you are holy. Your word said, be ye holy. Seek peace with all men. Hebrews 12:14, and be ye holy, for you are holy, O God. Without seek peace of all men, without holiness, no man will see your face, O God. Teach us how to love as you love. Teach us how to forgive as you forgive, O God. In the name of Jesus, perfect all that concerns our lives, O God. We surrender our lives to you. Perfect all, O God. Let your will be done. Let thy kingdom come in us as it is in heaven. Let your kingdom come. As it is in heaven, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus, for Lord, let your kingdom come in our homes as it is in heaven. Let your kingdom come in our children's lives as it is in heaven. Let your kingdom come in this ministry as it is in heaven. Let your will be done in the name of Jesus. Let your kingdom come. Oh God, let your will be done. Let your kingdom come in our marriages in the name of Jesus. Let your kingdom come in our relationship with family and friends in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let your kingdom come. Oh, let your will be done in the name of Jesus. Father God, thank you for the new wine. You, oh God, for the new wineskin. Thank you, Lord, that we are being conformed into the image of Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the burning in the name of Jesus, that you are burning everything in us that is not of you, oh God. Thank you for uprooting. Thank you for burning, oh God. We lay ourselves on the altar, oh God. Let the fire of God burn everything in us that is not of God in the name of Jesus, oh God. Purify our hearts. Purify our minds. Purify our thoughts. In the name of Jesus, empower us, O God, to do your will, O God. Empower us, O God, to walk with you, O God. Empower us, O God. We need the Holy Ghost empowerment, O God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, breathe on every situation in our lives. Breathe, oh God. Breathe, oh God. Oria Sandere. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yekiria Sandere. Korea Masetere. Lord, Yamoso Doria Kayamase. Weeping may endure in the night, but joy cometh in the morning. In the name of Jesus, oh God, bless this Sabbath day, oh God. Bless this Sabbath day, oh God. We never would have seen this day without you, oh God. We see it because of you. We don't have no power of our own. All powers belong to you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Forgive us, oh God. Cleanse us, oh God. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, oh God. Send your holy angels, oh God, to be with us, guiding us and protecting us. Send your holy angels to do your biddings in our lives. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, let your holy angels be on assignment, doing your biddings in our lives, doing your biddings, oh God, in our homes, in our families, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we declare holy, holy, the atmosphere, Lord. Let the atmosphere shift, oh God, from the natural to the supernatural, oh God. Anything in the atmosphere that does not bring glory and honor to your name, oh God, remove those things, oh God. We bind every spirit that is not holy, that is not almighty, God. We bind evil spirits in the name of Jesus. Let the holy angels of God arrest every spirit that is not holy. We bind them and send them to the bottomless pits of hell, not by might of power, but by the Spirit of the living God. Loose us from the clutches of the enemy. Release your blood, the blood, the blood to set us free. Release your blood, your blood, your blood, the blood, the blood to purify us. Because of the shedding of the blood, there is remission of sin. And so, Father, let the blood of Jesus cleanse us, wipe us, purify us, O God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you that you are a wall of fire around us. And you are the glory within us, O God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you that we're walking under an open heaven. Lord, I pray for Pastor Ray and his wife, Beverly. I ask you to be with them, guiding and protecting them, oh God. I pray for the GRN group, oh God. For his ministries, oh God, and the worldwide from different countries, oh God. Lord, I pray that you intervene in his ministry. Intervene, oh God, in every area of his life. Let your perfect will be done in the name of Jesus. Open his spiritual eyes, oh God. Heal him, oh God. Heal him, oh God. By the stripes of Jesus Christ, he is healed, oh God. Lord, I thank you for healing Denise in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that this story has turned around, oh God, in the spiritual, and it will be manifested in the physical. Lord, thank you for Denise. Thank you, Jesus, for her mom, oh God. Bless the family, the going in and the coming out, oh God. Bless them in a special way, oh God. Bless each and every one under the sound of my voice. Bless, oh God, Pastor Young and her family, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless Mariama and her family in the name of Jesus. Lord, I lift up sister and her family. Bless her mother. Bless the family in the name of Jesus. We claim healing for our mother in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Bless Fatmata and her family. Bless them in a special way. Take them from faith to faith, of glory to glory, from favor to favor. In the name of Yeshua Mashiach, bless Mother Brooks, O Lord. Bless God. Father, give us the desires of our heart according to your will, plan, and purpose for our life, oh God. Provide for her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for Mother Somerville. Father, you know what she's been through up and down, Lord. But God is you, oh God. Touch her, oh God, with your healing hands. Oh, you come with healing in your wings. Heal her completely and totally by the stripes of Jesus Christ. She is healed, oh God. Save her, O God, help her, O God, redeem her, O God, deliver her, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. O God, teach us how to honor you, teach us how to walk in your ways. O God, hallelujah, 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 we thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, we bless your name. We bless your name, Jesus. We bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. We decree and declare that this is a house of prayer. Hallelujah. So, Lord, hear our prayers and let our cries come unto thee, oh God. We need you, Jesus. Oh, we need you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for Apostle Mary. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for Apostle Dawn. Lord, I thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I thank you for Bishop Achapong, oh God. Lord, I thank you for Apostle Cynthia, all doors that support this ministry. Lord, I thank you for willing workers and willing helpers, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We cannot do these things without you. We need you, Lord. We need your empowerment. We need your strength. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord, you are the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? So, Lord, we thank you. And we bless your name. Father, as I bring this word this morning, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. Lord, I hide behind the cross, all of you, and none of me. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Welcome again to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. Let me pray. I want you to turn your Bibles to the book of Genesis 5:24. Genesis 5:24. Father, as I bring this word, let it not be me, but let it be Christ that lives inside of me. Let me not speak in human wisdom, but let me speak in the power and wisdom of Almighty God. So, Lord, I thank you and I bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Before we go to Genesis 5, I want to take you to Genesis 3. Hallelujah. Genesis 4. I'm talking today about men in the Bible or people in the Bible. I'm just going to name a few, and I want to start from Genesis 4. Hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah. In Genesis 4, I'm just going to read one, and I want you to write Abel. A-B-E-L. The son of Adam and Eve. You remember in Genesis 3, Adam and Eve were tempted by the enemy and the sin. Hallelujah. And this is when God drove them out of the garden. And God releases curses upon them. So then we know that they did not do all that were pleasing to God. Now they had two sons, Cain and Abel. The Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 4 that Abel kept flocks and Cain worked the soil. The Bible tells us that Cain brought some of the fruits from the soil as an offering to God. Abel brought the firstborn of his flock, and the Lord looked with favor. The first thing you see after Adam and Eve sinned, you see Genesis 4, verse 4. I am going somewhere with this. Hallelujah. The Abel gave God a better offering than his brother Cain. He gave God the firstborn of his flock. And then this is where you see, and anytime you look at Genesis 4, this is the first man after the sin of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. After that sin, this is the first man that you see in the Bible, hallelujah, that had the Lord look with favor on Abel and his offering. The first man God looked with favor on was Abel. And he looked with favor on with Abel because Abel brought him the best offering, the first of his flock. Why? God had respect because unto Abel, because Abel honored God. Abel honored God. He gave God the first of his flock. He did not give God his leftover. He did not give God anything. He gave God the first, the best. And the Bible says that God, Genesis 4:4, that God favored Abel because Abel gave the best. God received the offering because Abel gave the best. I pray that when we receive favor because we give God the best of offering, the best of time. We give him everything we give. We do not give him leftovers. Hallelujah, but we give him the best. So that's the first time you see favor. Genesis 4:4. Favor came as a result of what Abel gave to God. God received it. God, a lot of times people think that God will receive anything. No, God will not receive anything. When in the Old Testament days, there were certain things they had to do. You can't bring a sick sheep to God. You can't bring your lame sheep to God or something. No, you got to give God your best. And Abel had favor with God. And because of that, that's when the first murder took place, when his brother killed him. When he could have given God his best, even after God spoke to him and gave him a warning, he still went ahead. Instead of giving God the best, repenting and giving God the best, he killed his brother. The first murder in the Bible. Sometimes in life, people will cry, oh, God, favor me. But sometimes favor comes sometimes with a price. Releases his favor upon you. You will see sometimes as your family members, sometimes as jealousy between your siblings because God's favor is around you. So what I'm saying to you, when we cry for favor and God favors us, it comes with a lot. Hallelujah. Just because you did the right thing, someone will not like you. Because you walked the right way. You did the right thing. I don't care. And people were, even your family, your children, your spouse, your parents, your siblings, your friends, it can go on and on. It don't even have to be people outside. A man, enemy, is right in his household. Hallelujah. And that's what happened. And Abel had favor for God because he gave God the best. Hallelujah. The next man I'm going to talk about is Enoch. The Bible says in Genesis 5 that Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. What does it mean, Enoch walked with God? Enoch did what was right and pleasing to God. The favor was so, he was so filled with the favor of God that he did not taste death. Hallelujah. We must remember Enoch walked with God and he was not. He's even in the book of Hebrews. Enoch walked with God after he fathered Methuselah 300 years and had sons and daughters. Enoch was 65 years old when his oldest son, Methuselah, was born. Remember, Methuselah is the longest living man in the Bible. Hallelujah. Enoch walked with God, and God took him. What does it mean? Does it mean he strove with God? No. Enoch trusted God. Hallelujah. He had faith in God. He put his complete trust in God. He walked with God. He did what was right. 2 Corinthians 5:7, we want to walk with God. You walk by faith and not by sight. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death. Hebrews 11:6 said, without faith, is it impossible to please God? So you know when you say that Enoch walked with God, his faith was high up there. He communed with God. When you walk with God, you walk with faith, perfected faith. When you walk with God, you have fellowship and communion with him. When you walk with God, you have intimate relationship with God. When you walk with God, hallelujah, God will share secrets, his thoughts with you. When you walk with God, God will laugh with you. When you walk with God, God will eat with you. When you walk with God, God will see you. When you walk with God, there's a trust he confides in you. When you walk with God, he expresses expresses love for God. He said, Lord, he expresses need for God. He totally depended on God. And he had an intimate fellowship with God. When he walked with God, it was a two-way communication. Hallelujah. They were close like two friends. You are obedient to God. Hallelujah. If we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie. We do not practice the truth. John 1:6. You cannot have fellowship with God and walk in lies. You cannot have fellowship with God and be disobedient. You cannot have fellowship with God and you do not trust him. Hallelujah. Enoch walked with God. And what was the end? He never tasted death. He walked with God that he never tasted death. Hallelujah. Then when we go to Noah, Noah was a righteous man. God said, when you look at the book of Genesis, hallelujah, let's look at Noah. This is why God told him to build the ark. Noah, and Noah is Enoch's great-great-grandson. Hallelujah. Noah pleased God. He walked with God. God called him righteous. Hallelujah. Righteous. Even when the world was so wicked, it was evil. It's the time the fallen angels came and slept with women, and the world was wicked and evil. But regardless of everything, according to Genesis 6:8, but Noah found favor in the eyes of God. Okay, he found favor in the eyes of God. Found grace in the eyes of God. Even when God was repentant that he made all these things, but he was pleased with Noah. Sometimes in life, so many things happening. I pray that regardless of the wickedness and evil in our world, that the Lord, our ways pleasing to the Lord. Therefore, because of that, Noah and his family were saved from the flood. God allowed them to live. Hallelujah. Noah was a righteous man. And I'm going to stop right there. I gave you three men starting from Abel. Abel pleased the Lord. Abel had favor with God because Abel gave his best to the Lord. I told you about Enoch, please God, and he was taken up. God took him, and Noah had favor, and God protected him and his family. My brothers and sisters, as we come to, we want to live lives that is pleasing to God. God wants to, what can God say about you? What can God say? What is God speaking about you? What is he speaking about me? Is God speaking and saying that you consistent, that you obedient? What is God saying? I told you in Job that God spoke to Satan about Job, a man, a perfect man, an upright man. What is God speaking? I pray that God speaks well of me. I pray that God speaks well of you. Hallelujah. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? As we are about to take this Holy Communion this day, what would you want to do in 2024? What do you want to do? What do you want God to do? What do you want? What is your resolution? Most people make resolution. We want to lose weight. We want to lose this. We want to do this. But mine is I want to live a life that is pleasing to God. I want to give the best offering to God. Hallelujah. That's my desire for 2024. I want to give my best to the Lord. I want to be like Enoch and walk with God, trust him, have a deep relationship with him. Hallelujah. Spend time in his presence. And I know God shows you a whole lot. I want a deep friendship with God. So deep. Look, in the please God. And then we look at Noah. I want to be like Noah. Hallelujah, that I find grace in the sight of God. Living in a world with all kinds of wickedness going on and still doing what is right in the sight of God. Am I saying that we were perfect? No, but when we sin, we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. David had a heart that pleased God. He was a man that pleased God. Hallelujah. He was a man that pleased God. And God blessed him, took care of him. And sometimes, like I say to you, when God, you have the favor of God, you will go through trials and tribulations. David went through a whole lot. It was not easy. When you're in the right standing with God, people will hate you. People will not like you. When you're in the right standing with God, all kinds of things will happen because your desire is to please him. It's not because you're doing the wrong thing. So Satan will tempt you in different ways. He will hit you on your weakest point to make you get out of alignment with God, to make you disobey, to make you get into darkness. No. Don't allow Satan to tempt you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Keep your eyes focused on Jesus Christ. So we'll use people to get back at you because he does not like your relationship that you are developing with Almighty God. At the end of the day, only what you do for Almighty God will last. At the end of the day, no one can do anything for you like God. No one can love you like Jesus, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. No one can do it except God. Hallelujah. Friends will let you down, but God will stay. Family will let you down, but God will stay. Jobs will let you down, but God will never, ever leave you nor forsake you. My sisters and brothers, let this be a resolution that you will please God, that you will walk with God, that you, hallelujah, not a form of godliness, that you desire a deeper, intimate relationship with God. That's my heart's desire. Hallelujah. Take away haughtiness, bitterness, unforgiveness. Take it away. Because all those things will hinder your walk with God. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Let us pray over the Holy Communion. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up the Holy Sacrament to you, O God. Father God, we ask you, Almighty God, to breathe on the Holy Sacrament in the name of Jesus. Breathe on the Holy Sacrament in the name of Jesus. The blood of covenant, we reinforce our covenant relationship with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we enforce that covenant relationship with Jesus Christ, oh, God. We want to do what is pleasing in his sight. We want to live for Christ, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Father God, we pray for the empowerment of the Holy Ghost to live right in the sight of God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. We want to be light bearers for the kingdom of God. We are children of light. You brought us out of darkness, Almighty God, into your marvelous light, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, you redeem us. You send your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to save us. You send your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to reconcile us back to you. That's how much you love us, oh God. You love us when we were yet sinners. When we were yet sinners, you love us. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for loving us through January 1st, even before we were even conceived in our mother's womb. You love us. You took us January 1st to this day, from the first Saturday to this last Saturday. And so, God, we are so grateful to you. We are so grateful to you. In the name of Jesus, thank you for preserving our lives. Thank you for keeping us safe. Thank you for our children, grandchildren. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. So, Father, we ask you to breathe on this holy sacrament. Turn it from the natural to the supernatural. We reinforce our covenant relationship with Jesus Christ as we take this Holy Communion in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. For I have received of the Lord that which I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Please partake of your bread that represents the body of Christ. See, man, also, he took the cup. When he has substance, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. Just do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. You may partake of your water, the juice that represents the blood of Jesus. For as often as you eat this bread and drink his cup, You do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord, unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself. So let him eat of that bread and of that cup. But he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. But if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, care one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together under condemnation, and the rest will I set in order. Father, we receive all the unlimited blessings of the Holy Communion in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we lift up our offering to you. We ask you to bless our offering, Sabbath offering. In the name of Jesus, may we always, always run to you. Oh God, may we grow in our relationship with you. Lord, release that peace from Jesus Christ that surpasses all understanding. Oh, bless the work of our hands and multiplication. I pray for God's wisdom and discernment. In the name of Jesus, thank you for the offering. Thank you for providing the offering. We bless you and we praise you. Lord, I pray the blessings of the Sabbath upon each and every one of us, upon our children, in the name of Jesus, that we will always find rest in you, Jesus, even when the world is at chaos, that our rest is in you, Jesus. So we thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed Sabbath day. In Jesus' name, amen.